Subheading: Understanding Ambiguous Sayings. The American Standard Bible happens to render the verse, "Understanding dark sentences." But what might these dark sentences or ambiguous sayings be? The Watchtower has never offered a satisfactory explanation in any publication as to how the King Fearsome Countenance may understand ambiguous sayings. Nevertheless, in view of the fact that the primary political phenomenon in recent decades has been the subtle yet irresistible drive towards globalization, the relentless propaganda campaign behind that movement deserves some consideration. It is undeniable that society has been saturated with a peculiar variety of politically charged, ambiguous sayings that are mere euphemisms for world government. Terms like New World Order, One World, Free Trade, Global Governance, Internationalism, Environmentalism, and Economic Liberalism are all common terms. But what do they really mean? Our modern lexicon has many somewhat ambiguous terms related to globalism. So, what is globalization all about? Globalization is not a new phenomenon. It began during the 19th century under the guiding hand of the British Empire. Most people understand globalism as merely opening up new economic markets. However, many observers have come to understand that the intent behind the ambiguous political parlance has to do with conditioning and propagandizing society, with the goal of ultimately abolishing the sovereignty of individual nation-states and empowering the UN to serve as a world government. For a certainty, as discussed in the chapter The King of the North, the circle of great men associated with the British Crown have for many decades been pursuing the goal of reinventing the empire in the form of a UN-controlled world government. To that end, numerous intermediate treaties and international organizations have already been advanced. For example, the World Trade Organization came into existence in 1995 for the purpose of forcing nations to keep their markets unregulated by protectionists. Opponents charge that the WTO undermines national sovereignties. The European Union appears to be a major step towards ensnaring the individual nations of Europe into ceding over a significant portion of their sovereignty to an international body, particularly with respects to national currencies. The nations that have adopted the euro have to abide by strict budgetary restraints that are usually against the interest of the nation in order to comply with the European Central Bank dictates. And now the nations of Europe are being induced to accept the latest version of the Lisbon Treaty, which is seen by nationalists as an outright dictatorship. In every case where international bodies and/or the interest of multinational corporations are advanced to supersede the authority of national governments, the unseen hand of the financier oligarchy may be perceived operating behind the scene. The fact is, ever since the United States broke away from the British Empire, private financial interests have been determined to undermine control and ultimately destroy the republican form of government. So it is that the King of Fierce Countenance understands these baffling and ambiguous sayings having to do with a new world order, and that he is the secret source of the propaganda intended to totally bring the world under his imperial yoke. The very fact that numerous supranational organizations are gaining power over the nations may well be a manifestation of the power of the little horn growing greater and greater. Interestingly, the New International Version renders Daniel 8:23 this way: "In the latter part of their reign, when rebels have become completely wicked, a stern-faced king a master of intrigue will arise. A master of intrigue well describes the masterful way the London-centered financial oligarchy have persuaded entire nations to adopt policies that are against their own interests. It is also well known, for instance, that as a matter of policy, powerful banking interests loan money to both sides during a war and have also been the unseen power brokers behind communism. Intrigue, indeed,